grandmother call cord. You know her name.
Harriet.
You called her grandmother.
We really called her Mama, not Grandma. Mama.
Okay. What are your memories of her?
She was very strict. For an old cowboy and his wife, they were really kind of formal. I mean, dinner was very strict. We controlled. Kids had to mind or they were sent out. I just remember her as being really kind of tough and a disciplinary.
You didn't have a bond with her?
Not at all, no. And we weren't there that often. You know, we'd go over a couple of times a year, particularly for Christmas.
Is it true that Charles, your grandfather, was one of those who moved the state capital?
Yeah, from Guthrie to Oklahoma City. The group I went up stole the state seal and all the books and moved them to Oklahoma City.
And then I think you've alluded to it, that he did not approve of the marriage of your dad and your mother, Khadijah.
Well, it was mostly his wife.
Harriet.
Yeah. I don't know that he ever expressed himself one way or the other. Dan never told me that. But it was she that didn't want them to marry. Because he was a Chicago kid. They never knew where he came from. And, you know, a lot of times when you get out of the uniform, you're not the person they thought you were.
What nationalities running back through this? Do you know any of them?
The call cords were English, and Dad's is German.
Well, your mother and father, despite the fact that Harriet didn't want them to get married, ran off and got married.
That's correct. They looked. They lived in Burt Burnett, Texas, in a boxcar. 2 years in Burt Burnett, Texas.
Because?
Dad started his drilling business there. That's where his first drilling rig was. And Mother had a little pet goat. That was the only recreation. There was no cell phones or no TV then. So she had a goat.
But your father, even after they were married, still continued to fly.
No, he didn't. Not to my knowledge.
As I understood it, they purchased 3 planes.
That was before they were married. That was wiped out in a little storm up in Kansas. So he traded the remnants of those rigs for a drilling rig.
So then he decided he needed to quit flying, apparently.
I guess, because he never flew again. At one time in his life, he rode in the circuses used to have those circular domes that motorcycles would race in.
Mm-hmm.
He did that, and there were 3 of them that would race, and he was in the lead, and the top guy fell on the other guy and killed them both, so he quit that.
Wasn't his introduction to the oil business offered by, would be your uncle, Ray Colcord?
That was one of the
your
mother's, Colcord's son.
Your brother, mother's brother,
right. The oldest brother.
He's the one who said, do you want to come into the oil business?
Right, and he drilled his first well for him, I guess.
Now, you were born in...
23.
Where were you born?
Tulsa.
In which hospital?
I don't have any recollection of that.
Do you know where you lived then?
No, that's when they were still in Texas, and Mother didn't want to have a baby out there in the middle of nowhere, so she came to visit Caroline Bates, who was her sister, and had the baby here. But where she had it, I don't know.
Is a relationship then to Jack Bates?
That was Mother's brother-in-law.
That led to Reading and Bates, right, eventually.
They were founded as a subsidiary of Helmerich & Payne, later become one of the large companies in the city.
Would you describe yourself as an easy child to raise, as difficult? Did they discipline you?
I was very easy, because Mother just worshipped me. I was perfect in everything I ever did. Of course, Sister didn't come till I was 12. And then we moved into that big home. We lived on 27th Street until then.
Tell us more about your sister. You call her Sister, but her name was also Khadijah.
She was born when she was 2.5 pounds prematurely.
Hmm.
It was funny. We were up at Lake Okoboja. Mother wanted to go to the movies that night, and her sister was up staying with us. So we went into the movie and came back, and I went to bed. She had 2 double beds in this huge bedroom. And I slept in one of them. And I remember Harriet, her sister was Harriet, coming in and shaking me and saying, you've got to move into the other room. I said, why? Well, your mother's not well and you need to let her have some space. So I moved into another bedroom, went right back to sleep. Next morning, she had a baby, 2.5 pounds. The doctor came and the wood stove was still warm. And he took a big bread pan and put this tiny baby in the bread pan and put her in the oven where it was warm. And he was afraid to move her for about 6 weeks. So Mother had to stay up there. I had to go back to school, but Mother and the baby stayed up there.
And this is Lake Okoboji, Iowa.
In Iowa.
What did you have up there?
Had a big home. Mr. Colcord had a private railroad car. he used to go up there in summers and meet New York guys, and they'd put their cars on the side there at Spirit Lake, which is a lake about 10 miles from Lake Okoboji. It was a shallow Minnesota-type lake, but excellent walleye pike fishing. So they'd all come up there, stay for a week, and walleye pike. When that craze wore off the New Yorkers, they moved elsewhere. Mr. Colcord, Papa, we called him, loved it so much that he wanted to build a home. Well, Spirit Lake wasn't a very pretty lake, so he went 10 miles away to Okoboji and had one of the first homes on Lake West Okoboji.
So you were 12 years old when your sister was born.
She was a beautiful child, natural blonde, big brown eyes, just a beauty all her life. The folks couldn't get her to do anything, and she adored me. So anything that they wanted her to do, I got her to do. When she was about 4, we were out in Santa Monica with Mother. There's a big amusement park down there on the Santa Monica beach. Sis wanted to go, and Mother wouldn't let her. So one day when Mother went shopping and I was supposed to babysit, I took her to the park, and she loved it. She just thought that was wonderful. So I had that kind of relationship with her. She would do anything I suggested and nothing that folks suggested. And they just spoiled her rotten. She was just so spoiled, it was pitiful. But we were very close. She went to Holland Hall. When she graduated, she wanted to go to Connecticut College with 3 friends. I was in the Air Force, and I was stationed someplace near New York. And I took them all up to college. And, of course, I had my uniform on, and these 18-year-old girls, and, oh, they were just so excited. So, yeah, I was very close to Sister.